go ahead and tell me how this effort, joint effort came about.
Well, I had been working on an Earth Day and city cleanup, and I got a phone call from Darlene, and she had some ideas to help make the city more presentable to visitors, for ourselves, and just in general, clean up our city.
So there's sort of two elements here. Darlene, what's the element that you've been working on?
Well, I, as Judy said, I, you know, now that the weather is really nice and all the snow is gone, I've been doing a lot of walking, and I've noticed in our yards, in our ditches, in our private areas, even private property that has nothing on it, a lot of debris and, you know, garbage, abandoned cars, abandoned appliances, twigs, bushes, branches just laying around. And it was bothering me. I thought, gee, Petersburg used to be such a clean city, and all of a sudden, there's just a lot of stuff laying around, and it bothered me. So I decided I would try to find out how we could make it better.
And so what are you encouraging people to do for this coming week?
Well, after Judy and I spoke, I think she's probably going to tell you about the things that Parks and Rec are doing.
Right.
After we spoke, and I found out that her efforts will be directed mainly to
Public spaces,
right? And not to individual people. I thought, well, then I'll call Carl Hagerman.
Public Works Director.
Yeah, and find out, you know, why we don't have the city cleanup week anymore. Because when we had that, our city really was
used to be
nice.
The free dump week when you could dump stuff for free.
Yeah. And when he explained to me the amount of time and effort and overtime hours and such that these employees needed, they just couldn't do it anymore. But instead, they provided this $40 voucher that I have listed, and I want to explain what it is. That's where my effort is going.
Individuals can clean up their property, their own property, and if they get a voucher, it's a lot cheaper to do that than taking up various loads to the dump and paying for them individually.
Definitely.
Well, Judy, tell me about the city effort for the public spaces.
This Earth Day city cleanup has been going on for quite a few years with Parks and Recreation and Public Works combined. And what we want to do is clean up Petersburg's parks, roadways, streams, and trails. That means no garbage from home. It must be from public areas. And we're going to be going from Earth Day, which is April 22nd, through Saturday the 28th. We have trash bags at the Aquatic Center people can pick up. And Darlene came up with some great prizes that we can offer people to as incentive to help clean up the public spaces. And
what are they?
The first place is 4 dinners at the Seaside House. This is a grant sponsored by the PIAIGAP grant.
The Petersburg Indian Association.
Mm-hmm. And then the IGAP grant. The second place is a 1-family iPlay Pass sponsored by ACE. And the third place...
And the iPlay Pass for folks is the pass to parks and recreation facilities.
Yeah, for everything that we do, the pool, the gym, the weight room, the sauna. So it's a great thing for a family.
And that's sponsored by Alaska Commercial Electronics?
Yes, it is. Third place is 4 adult movie tickets at Northern Light Theater, and that is donated by the theater. Those are the main prizes. And then to encourage other people to participate, that's not going to be trying to go for the grand prizes, the participants that pick up a minimum of 5 of our yellow bags of garbage will be invited to a fun pool movie night at the Aquatic Center on that last Saturday, April 26th, from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. So they get a week to pick up as much garbage in public spaces as possible to do this. And then, Darlene, are you sort of encouraging this to take place over a week as well, or just in general for the private property?
Well, you can get those vouchers anytime you want.
Right. They've been available for quite a while, but I don't know how many people took
advantage
of them.
Carl actually told me that they tried to advertise it at least once a year, that they're available, but I'd never heard of it before. So when I found out about it, I said, well, what can you get for $40? And I want to tell you what it is.
I'm amazed. Dump quite a lot. I've done it, yeah.
400 pounds of baler items, 1,200 pounds of metal, 1,000 pounds of wood, 4 tires, 10 gallons of used oil, and 50% off the price to dispose of a vehicle.
Wow, sounds like my front yard.
A lot of front yards.
So that's fantastic. And I thought, this is a perfect time to do it during the Earth Day and the citywide cleanup.
I just want to encourage people to come and participate, because the more participation we have in these public spaces, with all of our holidays coming up, Mayfest, 4th of July, our town will be really nice for the guests that come into town. And they really like Petersburg anyway, but this will make it even more impressive to have it clean.